name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I now declare this extraordinary church conference to be in session. First of all, permit me to introduce myself. I know a good many of you. A good many of you know me. Many of you do not know me. And I do not, unfortunately, know all of you. I am Perry Lalker, editor of The Certain Trumpet. I have the good fortune to be a communicant of Ascension Church in Amherst, Virginia, whose rector is present at this Congress. I came to Ascension Church by way of St. Paul's Church in Norwalk, Connecticut, and the former rector of that parish, who nurtured my faith and brought me into the church, is also happily with us this evening. My colleagues in the Fellowship of Concerned Churchmen have honored me with the presidency of that organization, and it is in that capacity that I preside over this gathering. I wish I could present to you every one of the leaders of organizations and publications making up the fellowship, who have felt a heavy responsibility to represent a great mass of Anglicans and Episcopalians. They have labored in conscience and in prayer, first to try to prevent the developments which have made this Congress necessary, and second, to bring about this Congress and to guide it to a positive result for our Lord's sake. I cannot present everybody in the time available, and so I shall have to limit myself to introducing the officers and the members of the Board of Directors of the Fellowship who are seated with me on the platform. They will have to represent all those who, through perplexity and anxiety, through difficulties and uncertainties, have stood together in the Fellowship of Concerned Churchmen since it was first loosely formed in 1973. Without further ado, I shall simply introduce each one of these persons. The Reverend Carol E. Simcox, Vice President of the Fellowship and just retired editor of the Living Church. Mrs. A.H. von Klemperer, Secretary of the Fellowship, who is a communicant of St. John's of Laddingtown in Locust Valley, New York, and President of the Long Island Chapter of the Society for the Preservation of the Book of Common Prayer. I am unfortunately unable to introduce in person the Treasurer of the Fellowship, Mr. Ralph Edgar Murphy, who has been prevented by some unfortunate last-minute developments from being present. He is a lay reader, a communicant, a lay reader and vestryman of St. Paul's Church in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and is group controller of the Connector Group of Microdot Incorporated. Next, I shall introduce the Reverend Peter D. Nannan, rector of St. Columba's Church in Montreal, Quebec, and president of the Council for the Faith in Canada. Father, the Reverend Richard W. Ingalls, rector of Mariners Church in Detroit, Michigan, and president of the Foundation for Christian Theology. The Reverend Robert S. Morse, rector of St. Peter's Church in Oakland, California, executive director of the American Church Union, and editor of the New Oxford Review. And lastly, the very Reverend James Parker, SSC, rector of St. Mark's Church in Albany, Georgia, and Vicar General for North America of the Society of the Holy Cross. Now, I think I'm going to take it upon myself to make another and perhaps somewhat unusual introduction. You have met and greeted my colleagues. I want them to at least meet you. We have here around 1,500 people. I don't have an exact count at this moment. You come from nearly all the 92 continental dioceses of the Episcopal Church, almost every one, as well as from Puerto Rico and Hawaii, and from many dioceses of the Anglican Church of Canada. With few exceptions, you are the faithful, and you represent the faithful, who refuse to surrender the faith received from the saints and our fathers. You have sustained us in the fellowship through these trying months by your support and your prayers, and you have made this conference possible. I join with my colleagues on the platform and throughout this congregation in saluting you, thanking you for your presence and your support. We're glad you're here. It's now my privilege to introduce to you a bishop who gave me permission to do so, but said, just say I'm so-and-so. Well, I have to say a little more than that. Many of you heard him preach a memorable sermon 1 year ago today in St. Mark's Cathedral in Minneapolis. I shall never in my life forget the moment when he held aloft his pectoral cross and declared in ringing tones that the standard I hold aloft this Holy Cross Day is the symbol of no compromise and no cooperation. No compromise of the truth, the way, and the life. No cooperation with humanistic religion, whose watchwords are empowerment, relevancy, and contemporaneity. In the years since then, he has been a quiet source of strength, uncompromising, faithful to his calling as a bishop in the Church of God. I am honored to introduce to you, and I shall ask him simply to stand in his place, and I don't know where he is, the bishop who will celebrate the Eucharist for us on Friday, the Right Reverend, the Bishop of Northern California, Clarence R. Hayden, Jr. That is in the way of introductions. With the greatest of pleasure and with deepest gratitude to God, I make one final introduction. There is in the church a bishop, a man enjoying a well-earned retirement, whose conscience and convictions brought him forth from that retirement to serve God as he had vowed to do, and to answer the cry for episcopal oversight which has welled up in these dark days from thousands of hearts. This father in God truly has been that in a time of need and crisis. Heedless of the cost, impelled only by the need and his duty, he has crisscrossed this country, baptizing, confirming, preaching, giving pastoral guidance and care. He has represented the apostles to those many parishes which have formally separated, to those many congregations which have sprung up as missions, and to some parishes which no longer have a faithful bishop to turn to. It is out of a full heart and with joy that I present to you the Right Reverend, the Bishop of Springfield, retired Albert A. Kimber.